Welcome to the Daily Dad Podcast, where we provide one lesson every single day to help you with your most important job, being a parent. I'm Ryan Holiday, and I draw these lessons from ancient philosophy, modern psychology, practical wisdom, and insights from parents just like you all over the world. Thank you for listening, and we hope this helps. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Look, we all have issues from our own childhood, things we didn't like that our parents did, and therapy is a way, I think, for us to work on these things so we're not carrying that baggage forward, we're not wearing ourselves down. By taking care of ourselves, we're actually taking care of our kids, and we're being the person and the parent we're capable of being. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible. You can suit it to your schedule. You just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. You can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/dailydad right now to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/dailydad. This is a form of real poverty. There are way too many poor families. America does a horrendous job taking care of its families. The world is full of parents who have to worry about how they're going to feed their kids, whether they can afford to send them to school or the doctor, who experience grinding, painful poverty. But today we're talking about a different form of poverty. Think of the families who have their material needs covered, but they barely see each other, let alone know each other. Many times we've defined success as parents as having that crowded table. We've said that rich is how much you see your kids. We've also told that story of a wealthy British aristocrat who was walking down the hallway of his enormous home and saw a servant holding a baby. "Whose child is that?" he asked. "Yours, my lord," she replied. "Is there a poorer man on earth?" Spending time together is one thing, yet far too many families live together but hardly know each other. They occupy the same space, but not the same wavelength. There are wealthy stay-at-home moms who see their kids as what they want them to be and not who they truly are. There are powerful, successful fathers who are so consumed by work or by their own self-importance that they have zero connection with their kids, even if they go through the motions of attending the baseball games or the recitals. These families are rich in the financial sense, utterly impoverished in the relational sense. And there is nothing richer in this life than loving and being loved, than seeing and being seen. In truly being together, we find a joy that no money can buy. Conversely, loneliness and isolation and being misunderstood or underappreciated, this is painful, devastating poverty, even if we live in luxury. And it's the only shameful form of poverty because it's something entirely in your control. It's something you don't have to live in if you don't want to, at least with your own kids. So don't. Thanks for listening to the Daily Dad Podcast. You can get this via email every day as well at dailydad.com. Please leave us a review in iTunes. Most importantly, if you know any dads or parents who benefit from these messages, please spread the word. Thanks.